If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and I know what you were watching last night, Dean.
I know what you were watching, too.
Yeah, Columbo rerun.
Anything but the Tony Awards for Bob.
I'm such a barbarian. I don't know what's wrong with me, because Lord knows I love music. It's like a drug for me.
Right.
But watching the Tonys, I have a problem with musical theater, and watching that, I did watch for a few minutes last night. I felt like I was being waterboarded.
Oh my gosh!
But I have problems. That's why I see a therapist.
Okay. You know what? There is something for everyone. The great Roy Leonard used to say, "That's why Baskin Robbins makes 31 flavors."
Exactly.
There is something for everyone out there. But if you are a fan of plays and musical theater. Last night was a celebration of the best of it all. And Chicago really, really came out in a big way last night.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf Theater's production of Purpose, which world premiered on North Halsted Street in March of last year. Everybody had high hopes. It was a good play, and it was going to New York, and everybody had high hopes. But I think, probably even they were surprised that it wound up taking best play of the year. That's a huge, huge honor, not a surprise. It's a, very, very thought-provoking play about a political family, a famous political family, runs into some scandal and a whole bunch of dysfunction. It is said to be based on the Jackson family, Jesse Jackson's family. But it was written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, for which he won a Pulitzer Prize about a month ago. Felicia Rashad, formerly of The Cosby Show, Mrs. Huxtable, was the director of this play. The producer, Glenn Davis, who's also one of the actors in the show, they all won big last night with not only Best Play of the Year, but the production also took Best Featured Performance in a Play for actress Carrie Young, who made history by becoming the first black woman to be nominated 4 years in a row and the first black person to win in two consecutive years. During the program last night, they all were just so full of gratitude.
I want to just thank the city of Chicago, honestly, who literally made this show what it was with their enthusiasm, who sent people here. I encourage everyone to please support their local theaters. A lot of great stuff happens in New York, but a lot more happens out in the region.
On behalf of the entire Steppenwolf community and Team Purpose, I would like to thank the Broadway League and the American Theater Wing for this honor.
To Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, Pulitzer Prize winner. All we have to do is buckle up.
Yeah, really very eloquent, and everybody just so happy and so grateful. And they brought it all right back to Chicago, about Chicago actors and productions. And that's the sentiment of a lot of people who are in the know with regard to theater. They have a super high respect for all things Chicago. Some of the other winners last night included Sarah Snook, best lead actress in a play for Picture of Dorian Gray.
She was the one in Succession?
She was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. Best lead actor in a play, Cole Escola for Oh Mary, kind of an irreverent take of Mary Todd Lincoln. For best musical last night, it was Maybe Happy Ending. Darren Criss from that show won Best Lead Actor in a Musical, and Nicole Scherzinger won Best Lead Actress in a Musical for the revival of Sunset Boulevard. Now, the main reason that I love a live theater. There's nothing more thought-provoking to me, but What I really love about the Tony Awards is they have live performances from the Broadway cast, and we got like 12 performances last night.
But Hamilton was the big one, right?
Chinese Torture for Bob. 12 musical performances. The very best of them all, I thought, was this 10th anniversary reunion of the original cast of Hamilton, which is part of this montage that includes Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin in the movie play Just in Time. Audra McDonald, who was denied her 7th Tony Award last night. She did not win for her role as Mama Rose in Gypsy, but she just completely brought the house down. Buena Vista Social Club performed last night, and this Nicole Scherzinger from the revival of Sunset Boulevard, also an amazing performance. Take a listen to a little bit of a taste of the Tonys last night. I don't know how you can't be electrified by hearing that.
Listen, I'll book an extra session with my psychiatrist. But my wife and my kids, they can't get enough of that.
Oh my gosh, that Hamilton medley that they did was I was standing up giving them a standing ovation in my living room watching it. It was so great. Great performances throughout. By the way, it just reminded me how great Hamilton is. And it is coming back to Chicago, by the way, March 3rd through April 26th of next year at the CIBC Theater. You can get more info on that at BroadwayInChicago.com.
Marianne will want to see it again. I know. It's 8:19.
Bob, you want to be in the room where it happened.
we'll talk more with Dean. And let's see, what else are we going to be doing? There were some snubs, so we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
And also an anniversary celebration of one of our favorite celebs.
Yep.
More to come. So, Dean, any misses on the Tonys last night?
Yeah, very definitely. One of the biggest was Audra McDonald, who is the most honored actress in the history of Broadway. She's got 6 Tony Awards to her credit. She was up for a 7th. Playing Mama Rose in Gypsy, which is on Broadway right now. And she did not win, so she was denied. That was a pretty big a snub. And George Clooney's play, Good Night and Good Luck, which is quite spectacular, by the way. It's based on the motion picture that George Clooney directed over 10 years ago that starred David Strathairn as Edward R. Murrow. In this play, Clooney plays Murrow, and it's the story of Murrow versus Joseph McCarthy during the Red Scare of the 1950s. Went home completely empty-handed, not any awards for Clooney or any of the awards that they were nominated for. Also, last night, Chicago-wise, this musical, Death Becomes Her, went in to the night with 10 nominations. Everybody thought that it was going to do really well because it's a hilariously entertaining musical. They came home empty-handed, as did the Betty Boop musical that got its world premiere here in Chicago. They also went home empty-handed. So a bunch of disappointments last night. I don't think that Broadway likes to honor, big-time Hollywood stars. I feel like
Clooney.
I feel like they think you should stay in your lane.
Yeah, well,
and I think that might be what.
Yeah, they just needed to make a song called "Good Night and Good Luck," and then that would have gotten them a Tony.
That's right.
Today we want to mention a celebration in the Ron Howard family, don't we?
Listen to this: Ronnie Howard, little Opie, little Richie Cunningham. Celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary. How about that? He met his wife, Cheryl, in high school, John Burroughs High School in Burbank, California. He said, "I met her and there was never anybody else. She's unbelievably supportive and always has been." Congratulations to them. They have 3 kids, I think, 3 or 4 kids that are all named after the places where they were conceived. their middle names are like, Dallas, Bryce,
and Buick, little Buick.
There's little Buick, right?
It's such a terrific family. He and a wonderful person and a great director. He's the best, isn't he?
People ask all the time, who are the really nice celebrities? First of all, they want to know who the jerks are.
Yeah, of course.
That's always the number one question. But then they want to know who the really nice ones are. And Ron Howard is, top of that list. I've interviewed him so many times, and he is just as down to earth and as nice as could possibly be. Considering he's been in show business literally his entire life.
Mm-hmm. No difference between him and Opie. That's the deal.
That's the truth.
Mortimer, thank you, Dean.